You sit? Sit pretty. Laika.
Like any other four-legged friend, she's pretty happy and lovable. But Laika, a Belgian Malinois, is more than man's best friend. She is literally a lifesaver.
On June 4, 2012, while assigned to a special operations unit in Afghanistan, military working dog Laika responded to a building housing known terrorists. Upon assuming a concealed position, Laika and her team received indirect small arms fire, resulting in three Hellfire missiles being fired into the compound.
Gathered in her honor at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland, folks learned of Laika's bravery. When the gunfire stopped on that June day, she went into a building to clear the area of explosives and enemy combatants. It was then when she was ambushed by a terrorist.
She was shot up a couple times and still proceeded to attack the person that was shooting her. That can tell you that dog means serious business.
Major Jason Harris is the 341st Squadron Commander, where military working dogs like Laika are trained. JBSA Lackland produces hundreds of working dogs for agencies like the Transportation Security Administration. They and their handlers take 6 months' worth of training to end up like Laika, a dog that goes directly into the line of fire to save lives.
They're just like us with learning abilities. Some are smarter than others, and some are a little slower, but eventually they catch on. And not all dogs make it through. Some don't want to bite. No matter what you do to it, it's just a loving dog and just doesn't want to bite anybody.
At any one time, 800 dogs are being trained here. Colonel Jeannie Hardrath says they are valuable in day-to-day security forces, but in a war zone, she says they are irreplaceable.
There are just certain missions that are easier for our four-legged warriors to be able to do rather than our two-legged warriors. These dogs bring so much value added.
Laika is a protective dog, so guys like Robert Hart, who helped rehabilitate her, respect her boundaries. She's been through a lot. He believes she knows that.
Yeah, I do. Honestly do. I don't know if she knows what's going on today, but you know, I think she realizes what's happened to her and everything. I love them. Yeah, they're without them, I don't think the military could exist. I really don't.
Dogs typically have received honorary decorations, but it is often reserved for the human team member. This certificate of heroism could change the landscape of how working dogs like Laika are honored. Military leaders may request that it be recognized by the Department of Defense, and a memorial at JBSA Lackland is in the works for dogs who have died in the line of duty. With an amputated leg and shrapnel wounds on her abdomen, Laika is officially retired. She will leave Texas to be with her handler, a man she helped save, who is a special operations officer in Georgia.
It's nothing less than heroic what she did.
Major Harris thinks animals like this deserve the highest respect. He read from a poem called Guardians of the Night by an unknown author who wrote what combat missions are like from the dog's perspective.
Trust in me, my friend, for I am your comrade. I will protect you with my last breath. When all others have left you and the loneliness of the night closes in, I will be at your side. Together we will conquer all obstacles and search out those who might wish harm to others. All I ask of you is compassion, the caring touch of your hands. It is for you that I will unselfishly give my life and spend my nights unrested.
Laika was a guardian, a friend, and a comrade for several brave men who are alive today because of her. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.